Ooh, this comment right here is a bar. The people critiquing you would never have the humility to platform themselves and admit to the slightest error. This is very true for a vast majority of trolls out there. One thing I've noticed over the years in my day-to-day is like the people with the strongest opinions, the people with the loudest, harshest critiques, normally have the least amount of knowledge about whatever they're talking about. And I'll admit, sometimes I get curious. I click on the profiles of the people who be commenting the most wild stuff. 9 times out of 10, they don't have anything posted on their page. And if they do, it's like 1 or 2 things. And honestly, I kind of get it. It is way easier to sit back and critique somebody else's work than it is to actually get up and try and make something and then put it out there into the world. Most people don't have the stomach for that. There's this famous Teddy Roosevelt quote that LeBron used to bring up all the time, and I used to hate when he would talk about it, but I completely understand it now that I'm older. The whole thing is super long. You can look it up if you have the time, but here's the gist of it. He says, it's not the critic who counts, not the person who points out how the strong man stumbles. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood. Now, are we marring our face with dust, sweat, and blood by creating stuff and putting it out there? Not really. But anybody who has spent hours or even a few minutes making something and then putting it out there for the world to consume knows it takes some guts to do that. In my opinion, there's no bravery at all in being a critic. But I tip my hat to anybody who's bold enough to put their ideas out into the world, whether I like your stuff or not.